Welcome to Everyday Christianity, where we explore how the principles of Christianity impact our everyday lives. Join us as we delve into the timeless wisdom of the Bible, applying its principles to build stronger relationships, find purpose in our careers, nurture thriving families, and deepen our connection with God.
Hey, welcome back to Everyday Christianity. I'm Steve Wood. I'm the lead pastor of Mount Pisgah Church. I'm joined by Dwayne Wood and Joel Knowles today as we continue in our search and embrace of practical living out these biblical truths for daily living. Thanks so much for joining us, and we pray God's blessings upon you as we venture into that time of the year where there's lots of pink and lots of red and lots of heart and Valentine's love being shared. What a wonderful and romantic opportunity. That's a good thing, but that's often temporal. Those are temporal expressions, and though they're meaningful, they're temporal. God designed us for eternity, and a part of our eternal being is the bearing of fruit of the Holy Spirit in this life, as well as the hope to come in the life ahead. So today, we want to deal with a familiar passage that we trust that God will give us wisdom to help us all apply better, Galatians chapter 5 and the fruit of the Spirit. And Dwayne has that passage, and he's going to share it with us. Dwayne?
I'm going to read Galatians 5, 22 through 26. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is not law. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. We have a pretty familiar passage today, and I think that it's important for us to understand that by walking in the Spirit or living in the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is how you produce all of these different fruit. And it's this fruit that we are looking for in our lives. This is what we need to be experiencing, in particular with our significant others, our spouses, and even within our families and the body of believers and with the world at large, because the world doesn't see this. Think about what's going on in the world right now. Do we see love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control as we look across the world and the globe?
Yeah.
The answer to that is a resounding no.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yes to your no. Hey, you know, the second sentence in this, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. You know, so if we compare these sentences together within this verse, it's like one is the evidence of the other. So if you were to ask us, how do I stay in step with the Spirit and live this life in the Spirit that you guys are talking about? Well, you can look for these fruits, so to speak, the fruit of the Spirit that's being born out of your life. I mean, look at this list. It's pretty amazing. Love, and that's not romantic love or eros or even brotherly love like philos. This is an agape love. It's the unconditional love of God. And that's what brings peace, peace that passes all understanding. And then you've got patience. I don't know that patience comes to any natural human being. Some are better at it than others, but the reality of it is that's a work of the Spirit, as is kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness. And here's the one that really jumps off the page at me, self-control. Especially when it comes back to saying what I think, that can be a challenge.
Yeah. Letting people know what my limited mind is thinking sometimes is not the best. That's not the best policy.
That's right. The fruit of the Spirit, though, invites us to a really wonderful reflection of self-assessment on where we are in walking in the Spirit. Ray, you have many of these qualities at work in your life that we've experienced. How does somebody practically apply this life in the Spirit in a way that then yields the crop of this fruit?
Oh, boy. You're talking about self-control. Well, they just built a Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donut shop within walking distance of my house.
Like,
I don't know if I'm going to have self-control over the next couple of weeks, but no, in reality, walking in the Spirit sounds good, but, you know, actually implementing it in our lives, I think it's got to start out very early in the morning when you first wake up and open your eyes, whether or not you're going to live being filled with the Holy Spirit or being filled with your own fleshly wants and desires. You've got to start the day off with the right step, so to speak. But you're right. I mean, what is the world looking for? I mean, I was having breakfast the other morning with somebody and, you know, cars were buzzing by and I said, you know, what are these people looking for? They're looking for these fruits of the Spirit, but they're looking for them in all the wrong places. What's that old song, looking for love in all the wrong places? But they're all found in Christ.
Yeah.
And so until we really ask God to fill us with, I always say, God, give me a double portion, kind of like Elisha did with Elijah. Give me a double portion of your Spirit today. And remember the days when they had those WWJD, what would Jesus do? I think that's part of the mindset of stepping out every day and thinking, okay, what would Jesus do? Would he do this way or that way or what? Give me the mind of Christ as far as how to approach this business dealings, as far as approaching my marriage, my family, my finances. You know, what would Jesus do? And give me his mindset. Otherwise, I'm going to operate in the flesh and I'm going to make a lot of mistakes, say a lot of things I wished I could recant back, and probably do some things I wish I hadn't done. So, again, it's got to be Holy Spirit driven. Otherwise, it's wood, hay, and stubble that's going to burn up in the end.
You know, I was thinking about this yesterday afternoon, quite honestly, sitting and reflecting on some readings, and that the world is designed to market to you, to get you to basically feed your flesh.
Yes.
They want you to feed your flesh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know men who have knowingly gotten employees to get in debt, borrow, do things so that they know that they've got them with that job, that they've got them locked up.
Lord, forgive.
The world wants you, and they market to your flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And well, this is totally opposite.
Yeah.
It's totally opposite. And so what I was pondering in the mindset is, Lord, help me to understand better how not to desire the things of the world, but to desire the kingdom and the things of the kingdom.
Yeah.
And what joy that's going to bring to us. And it's hard.
Yeah.
I find it's very hard because the flesh, as we all know, the flesh sits right there with you.
As Paul says,
it's right there with you.
Hey, Paul had problems with it. We all had problems with it.
You just reminded me of a gentleman that I'm blessed to know that when he was first married, every Valentine's Day, he would give his lovely spouse a rose for every year they were married. They've now been married 65 years.
Whoa. He's going broke.
Really?
All right. Just think about that for a second. Okay. And so after he got to like year 15, 18, yeah. 20, 22, there was no backing off this. I mean,
oh my gosh.
And the humorous part of the discussion with him is he said, you know what? I still do that just to show her mm-hmm. how much I love her. But she also tells me that she's already well aware after all these years mm-hmm. how much I love her, and that love can't be expressed by the number of roses.
Right.
And so I made the mistake of asking. I said, well, does that mean that she told you to just stop? He goes, absolutely not. Yeah. Yeah. Keep loading up the road.
Keep.
Year 65 and counting. Yeah.
Yeah.
That reminds me, there was an older.
Take out a small loan.
There was
right?
an older couple in a church we went to, and they just, wherever you saw one, you saw the other. And they were just like two peas in a pod. And I remember he was kind of a jokester. And I said, how can, you know, what's the secret to this marriage? What's your secret to your longevity with your wife and all? And he laughed and he said, Bray, I told her I loved her when I married her. And if I ever changed my mind, I'd tell her I would. And I'm like, then he kind of laughed. But I mean, he basically said, no, really. He said, every morning I wake up, I tell her how much I love her. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. He said, all through the day, he said, when I'm at work, I'll call her, tell her how much I love her. So each one of these items, love, joy, peace, patience. I mean, we could camp out and write a whole book on how to experience those on a day-to-day basis. So I think it all takes initiative. You know, it's great to read it and talk about it, but what are we going to do? What are we going to do about it? What initiative are we going to take to love more, to have more joy, to have more peace, patience, kindness? You know, what steps are we going to take on a practical basis daily to incorporate these in our lives? Otherwise, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in the spirit of love and the holiday of spousal love, my family, we are the beneficiaries of my in-laws were married for 59 years before
wow.
my mother-in-law passed away. And my parents, who were here a week ago or yeah. so, they've been married for 63 years,
wow.
going on 64 years.
Wow.
And and Joyce and I are headed at, we're 42 going on 43. So, mm-hmm. but I'm just reminded about that because I know that at times we don't always practice the fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
And just think about, I think about this all the time. I tell my wife all the time, I just thank her for loving mm-hmm. me in spite of mm-hmm. my yeah. flaws.
Yeah.
And the fact that sometimes I don't exercise the fruit of the Spirit, right. I get aggravated or angered or edged or whatever, but it's like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm thankful to you because you love me. And you want to know something? Our Savior loves us in spite of yeah. that even more
yeah.
than any person can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so there's nothing that we can do. Mm-hmm. There's nothing we can do to make him love me any more mm-hmm. or any less.
Yeah.
And I think about that, and that's hard to comprehend. And then I look at my parents, and I look at my in-laws, and I look at mm-hmm. my wife, and I'm like, I get a glimpse, not, but mm-hmm. I get a little glimpse about, mm-hmm. yeah, they love you in spite of yourself. They love yeah. you. And that's what, multiply that by infinite yeah. or infinity, and yeah. then that'll help you understand how God loves mm. us.
Well, that's a really good place mm. to kind of wrap up the conversation today. All of this has been practically helpful, but back to one of the things that Ray said, he mentioned in some of his earlier comments, what happens early in the day when we get out of step,
mm.
out of sync, jolted out of what we thought was going to be, you know, a day with the Lord and in harmony with family, friends, coworkers, and life happens. Mm-hmm. Well, we live by the Spirit. So God has given us the Holy Spirit, which also can work in resyncing and correcting ways to help us recalibrate. How do we recalibrate? Mm-hmm. Well, we go back to this list of the fruit of the Spirit, and we simply say, oh man, that wasn't very loving. That wasn't mm-hmm. very kind.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Lord, forgive me for being impatient. Mm. And that recalibrates us to be back in step with the Spirit, to live by the Spirit. Hey, that's what we pray for you all as you listen today. That's what we pray for your families as you make your journey in Christ. If we can be helpful, you can reach out to us at the MountPisgah.org website. There's lots of resources there. We have people that will help you in your discipling journey, and we just want what's best for you. Until we meet again, God bless you, and may the Lord give you His Spirit and His leading to continue to guide you into all truth. Have a wonderful week.
If you found value in today's episode, don't forget to subscribe and share the podcast with your friends and family. For any questions or feedback, feel free to reach out to us at everydaychristianity@mountpisgah.org. And you can find all the relevant links in the show notes. Until next time, God bless.